This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
We're here for the guns, so that we have the right to bear our arms and to be able to give our guns to our children.
Fears of clashes between pro and anti-gun control protesters on this Martin Luther King Day.
Another church vandalized in Westchester County. This time, someone damaged a sign with a gay pride flag. I'm Sean Adams in Pleasantville.
Preparing for the nation's third trial on removing a president. I'm Tom Foti.
The Times endorses not one but two Democrats for president and says made the best woman win.
I'm Andrew Bogish. The Chiefs and Niners headed for Miami and Super Bowl 54. The Rangers and Islanders lose 2-1. And the Nets and Knicks in action this afternoon.
And Harry, formerly known as Prince, gets pushed by the Queen as he steps aside.
The deal he got was not the deal he wanted.
And we'll dip into the news radio archives for 88 Seconds in Sound on this Monday, January 20th. I'm Paul Murnane.
Good morning. I'm Wayne Cabot.
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup. A deeper dive on the stories you need to start your day with fewer commercials. Live on air, the radio.com app, and delivered to your phone and computer for on-demand listening.
We begin with the First Amendment rally all about the Second Amendment, and it leads the CBS World News Minute.
CBS News update. In Richmond, Virginia, gun rights activists are rallying to protest what they say are politically motivated efforts to roll back gun ownership. New Yorker Tom Boyle.
We're not here for violence at all. We never have been. It's all for supporting your rights.
CBS's Jeff Pagaz is in Richmond.
All of this metal fencing, it's been brought in and now surrounds the Capitol grounds. It's for crowd control. They are expecting thousands of people here. Of course, police will be looking in those crowds to see if they can spot people who are trying to spark violence.
He says there are legitimate reasons for concern.
Seven members of the white supremacist group The Base were arrested in Wisconsin, Georgia, Maryland, and Delaware. Investigators believe three of the men were heading to the rally in Virginia. State officials say they want to avoid another Charlottesville. In 2017, the Unite the Right rally ended in the death of counter-protester Heather Heyer.
CBS News Update, I'm Peter King.
Something very unpleasant has happened in Pleasantville, the latest in a string of vandalism against houses of worship. WCBS reporter Sean Adams is live outside St. John's Episcopal Church in Pleasantville. Sean, what did the vandal or vandals do?
Well, on the lawn outside St. John's Episcopal Church here in Pleasantville, there was a white and blue sign, a welcome sign with a rainbow gay pride flag. Someone broke that sign, split it right down the panel, right through the letter J. This happened sometime Friday into Saturday. Police are investigating. They have not yet declared this a hate crime. This morning, just the signposts remain. The rector wrote to her congregation, urging people not to fear. They will replace the sign. She calls this an abominable act of small minds and insecurity.
Sean, you've been looking into a series of destructive acts against churches up there. Do police think they're connected?
Well, no official connection has been established thus far, but you can bet police investigators, they're talking to each other, they're sharing notes. It was just a few weeks ago, about 12 miles to the north in Yorktown. If you keep going up the Taconic, you'll get there in no time, so it's not that far away. A vandalism spree that has been labeled a hate crime. Someone toppled a menorah, damaged two churches, a theater, and a library. Police are still looking for the person or the people who did that. No conclusive evidence that these incidents are linked, but it is being considered.
Sean Adams on the story in Pleasantville this morning. For the first time, the New York Times has endorsed not one, but two candidates for the Democratic presidential nomination. In its essays, the Times editorial board first ruled out Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders, essentially for being too old, and endorsed one progressive and one moderate, Elizabeth Warren and Amy Klobuchar. The Times says Senator Warren has a seriousness other candidates lack and is clear about foreign policy. And it says Amy Klobuchar has an advantage for being a centrist who can unite the two wings of her party and has a shot at uniting a divided country. The Times calls the senator from Minnesota, quote, the very definition of Midwestern charisma, grit, and stick-to-itiveness. The Times ends its essays this way, may the best woman win.
As for the current president, the third impeachment trial in U.S. history is almost upon us.
I'm Tom Foti. A little more than a day to go before the U.S. Senate starts a trial of historic importance.
Donald Trump pressured a foreign government to target an American citizen for political and personal gain.
Democrat Hakeem Jeffries will be among the House members trying to convince the Senate of that. Texas Republican John Cornyn sounding like an unlikely buyer.
He's been charged with abuse of power, which is not treason, which is not bribery, which is not a high crime and misdemeanor.
He was on Face the Nation. Congressman Jeffries appeared on Fox News Sunday. Tom Foti, CBS News, Washington.
Now, need-to-know weather. Here's our meteorologist, Craig Allen.
Well, the most important thing to know this morning is that it dropped over 20 degrees since yesterday's high. It is now down around 20 degrees this morning. The winds are out of the northwest, 15 to 25 miles per hour. So, wind chills are in the teens and single digits throughout the region. Layer up this morning.
More news, fewer commercials. You're listening to the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
Surprise at the Screen Actors Guild Awards, Parasite won Best Ensemble, which is the equivalent of Best Film. It's the top award that SAG offers. In winning Best Male Actor for Joker, Joaquin Phoenix gave props to his predecessor in that role.
Really, I'm standing here on the shoulders of my favorite actor, Heath Ledger.
Heath Ledger died in 2008 from an accidental overdose. He was 28.
Robert De Niro was honored with a Life of Time Achievement Award and defended the right of actors to become political.
There's right and there's wrong, and there's common sense and there's abuse of power. And as a citizen, I have as much right as anybody, an actor, an athlete, a musician, anybody else, to voice my opinion. And if I have a bigger voice because of my situation, I'm going to use it whenever I see a blatant abuse of power.
The biggest laugh went to Brad Pitt for outstanding performance by a male actor in a supporting role. He held up the statue and said,
I got to add this to my Tinder profile. Let's be honest, it was a difficult part. A guy who gets high, takes his shirt off, and doesn't get on with his wife.
Now in the morning news roundup, the WCBS Exergen forecast, Chief Meteorologist Craig Allen. Good morning.
Good morning. A cold morning for sure. 21 degrees right now. And temperatures, they're all within a few degrees of 20. That's cold enough. But the wind, it's a little bit different from place to place. Some places around 10 miles per hour out of the northwest, others 15 to 25. So that does vary the wind chill somewhat, but basically all are in the single digits to around 10. It is a bitter, bitter morning. Only around 30 for a high today, with wind chill in the teens to near 20 through the afternoon. Tonight it's very cold again, although not quite as windy. 20 in the city, teens in the suburbs. And then Tuesday, sunshine, still cold, 30 to 35, but moderation begins on Wednesday. High 35 to 40, that puts us back up closer to normal. 21 right now in the city, and the wind chill is 9.
It's the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
And The Boss made a surprise appearance on Saturday night in Asbury Park. You know, when someone holds up a phone on the other side of the room, you know what song that is.
Yeah.
From any distance, you know what it is. Bruce performed a 70-minute unscheduled set at the Paramount Theater as part of the Light of Day Foundation's annual Winterfest weekend. The event raises money for Parkinson's disease research. Springsteen has performed at the fundraiser 11 times between 2000 and 2015. Saturday night was his first time back in 5 years.
Road rage with a golf club that happened last night in Fairlawn. One driver cut off another and both pulled over on River Road to argue it out. Fairlawn police say a husband and wife in one of the vehicles took turns swinging a golf club at the other driver. The couple was arrested, and both of the men were taken to the hospital with head injuries.
In these tense times, there's an effort to use food to bring people together. People of many faiths broke bread in hopes of breaking barriers. Happened in Queens last night. WCBS reporter Mac Rosenberg was there.
The insular nature of certain communities is what some say can lead to hate crimes. An event like this at Bamboo House and Bar in Jackson Heights, led by Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams, is aimed at bringing groups together.
When you look in this room and you look around the table and you see the different colors, the different hats, the different garments, you clearly start to say to yourself, that, wow, this is a diverse place, and people are sitting around the table saying the same thing.
It's the first of Breaking Bread, Building Bonds, Adams' new initiative to respond to hate in the form of a dinner.
We live in these small silos, and so we think that some communities are insular, but in reality, we all are, and that is the wall we're trying to break down.
He says hundreds have already signed up for future dinners. In Jackson Heights, Queens, Mac Rosenberg, WCBS News Radio 880.
Let's get sports now on WCBS, and we say good morning to Andrew Bogish.
Wayne's Super Bowl 54 features the Chiefs and the 49ers. Kansas City climbed out of an early hole to beat the Titans yesterday afternoon, 35-24. Then San Francisco ran over Green Bay.
Wide stretch run to Mostert, gets the edge left, cuts back inside. Raheem Mostert has four rushing touchdowns and the most yards rushing in a playoff game in 49er history.
That is Greg Papa on Niners Radio. Mostert finished with 220 yards and those four scores in the 37-20 victory. His Niners and the Chiefs meet in Miami in two Sundays. Veteran Cowboys tight end Jason Witten is still deciding his future. One option could be following former head coach Jason Garrett to the Giants. Garrett is Big Blue's brand new offensive coordinator. The Blue Jackets score with 26 seconds left to beat the Rangers of the Garden 2-1, a 2-1 shootout loss in Carolina for the Islanders. And it's opening day at the Australian Open. Wins so far for Serena Williams, Naomi Osaka, and Roger Federer. Venus Williams knocked out by American teenager Coco Gauff. Sports first at 12:42. I'm Andrew Bogish.
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup. More of the news you need to know to start your day and keep you ahead of the curve.
You're never more than 15 minutes from the big stories on WCBS.
Morning, I'm Wayne Cabot.
And I'm Paul Bernain with your three things to know on a Monday morning.
One, our temperature. The one inside our bodies. Stanford research finds the average temperature is not 98.6. It's actually 97.5. They theorize that the human body may have cooled down since the 1800s when the 98.6 standard was first set.
Number two, heads up drivers. Bad crash has closed the Cross Bronx near the Bronx River Parkway. All lanes eastbound, two of the lanes westbound shut down.
Third thing, Prince Harry has taken aim at the journalists who dissected his life since the day he was born, explaining why he chose to step back from royal duties and said he had no other option as he and his wife Meghan seek a more peaceful life. These are Harry's first public remarks since Saturday when his grandmother, the Queen, announced the terms under which the prince and his wife will walk away from royal duties. BBC News correspondent Andy Moore at Buckingham Palace.
The deal he got was not the deal he wanted. He was talking about a step back, but what the deal ended up as was a complete clean break.
Maybe the best headline of this royal drama goes to Matt Drudge, who described Harry as formerly known as Prince.
Let's go to the audio tape for this Martin Luther King Day, January 20th.
I, Donald John Trump, do solemnly.
January 20th is the day our presidents get sworn in.
I, Barack Hussein Obama.
I, George Walker Bush.
I, William Jefferson Clinton.
I, George Herbert Walker Bush.
I, Ronald Reagan, do solemnly swear.
Good evening. 41 minutes after Ronald Reagan was sworn in as this country's 40th president, the American hostages in Iran began their flight to freedom.
Disaster in Connecticut in 2007, when the planned implosion of the New Haven Coliseum went wrong. Flying debris broke windows, damaged the Knights of Columbus building, closed Route 34, and caused a 60-mile-an-hour wind gust that knocked down a power pole. Martha Stewart went on trial in 2004 for stock trading. She would be handed 5 months prison, during which she said she made jam out of crab apples on the prison trees. It was 1986 when we first observed a federal holiday for Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
I am happy to join with you today.
Maybe the most bizarre news item on this date occurred in 1949 when FBI Director J. Edgar Hoover gave 12-year-old actress Shirley Temple
on the good ship
a tear gas fountain pen to protect her from pedophiles and ne'er-do-wells. Maybe the most bizarre thing was this when the Jersey Devil was spotted by a Trenton theater owner on this date in 1909. And who's to say he didn't? The days to come would bring a string of sightings.
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup. A deeper dive on the stories you need to start your day with fewer commercials. Live on air, the radio.com app, and delivered to your phone and computer for on-demand listening.